5 through 8. Verse 5, it says, "And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank. So nourishing them 3 years, that at the end of thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and to Hananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank thereof. He requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." You may be seated. This morning we want to talk for a few minutes about being undefiled. If it's one thing we want to be before the Lord, it's undefiled. I think of what Sister Rosalind was saying, and it's was such a blessing. And you know, I think about that bread. That's a message all by itself. I don't know whether she gonna get it, whether Minister DJ gonna get it, or I'm gonna get it. But that's excellent. And talk about food and drink. And then I look at the very thing it said, the very first word about the king's meat and wine. But in verse 8 it said, Daniel purposed in his heart. I want you to think, he purposed in his heart. And that's where it's got to start. If you're going to do anything and it be successful, it has to have a purpose, and it has to start someplace. Amen. And the best place for it to be, for it to start and not be defiled, is from the heart. But he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. There are three possible reasons why this was. One, because they ate unclean beasts, which were forbidden by the Jewish law at that time. Or because the beast had been strangled and not properly bledded or drained, if you will. Or because the animals that were eaten were first offered as victims to their gods. 1 Corinthians 8 and 4 tells us, "As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one." Amen. We know not to eat such things sacrificed to idols. We know we should not do that. If somebody is got a chicken and they're sacrificing to an idol, and it offered to you, don't eat that chicken. Amen. Go home and fry your own. But in any case, Daniel refused the king's meat to survive. The king called these men eunuchs. He nourished and brought them up to be rulers of other countries for him. The king's purpose was to keep them as hostages, so he might show himself victorious. And by learning his religion or belief, they might favor him rather than the Jews, so they could serve him as governor in their land. They were being trained for a purpose. The word eunuch here signifies officers in the palace, whether literally eunuch or not. The book of Acts talks about a man of Ethiopia being a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. Matthew 19 and 12 describes eunuchs like this. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb. And there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. And there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. We, who are the people of God, we who serve the only true God, do not have to be have a physical eunuch by castration. But we can separate ourselves from the cares of this world. We can do it without something physically happening. In our minds is where things need to be removed, which defile us. Now, if you back up to verse 4 in 1 Daniel, it says, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. The king required three things. They should be of noble birth, meaning they had to be somebody. They should be intelligent and learned. And they should be of a strong and handsome nature, so they might serve him better. The king wanted the best, both body and mind. He didn't want common, ordinary people. But God can use anybody, anytime, anywhere. He specializes in using ordinary people. I don't know about you, but I'm just ordinary. I'm just somebody. And I'm so glad that he chose me to be his child. What man may think is useless, God makes useful. Romans says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. God does not want us to be defiled with the cares of this world. If you think about it, the church is mingling with the world too much now. The church, in many situations, have lost their respect. Preachers are becoming more politicians than preachers of righteousness. In fact, they're beginning to run for office. God is not looking for us to march for freedom. He is looking for us to live in the freedom given to us. We don't have to set the example for the world. Jesus has already done it. We just need to do and be the example that he has set. He who the Son has made free is free indeed. The men the king had no blemish, no flaw or defect. They were well favored by the king. We are the children of God. And God is coming back for a church without spot or blemish. It says, be ye therefore perfect as your Father is perfect in heaven. This means be mature and developed in him. We also are blessed and highly favored. It also says that they were skilled in wisdom, cunning in knowledge, and understanding science. For them, science means knowledge gained through experience. That is what a lot of science is. Knowledge that is gained through experiment and experience. For us, the Bible tells us, if any man lack wisdom,
Ask God. So we too can be skilled in wisdom. Cunning is to be deceptive. We are not deceptive in knowledge. We do not deceive. But by God's gift, we can be well equipped in God's knowledge by experience. 1 Corinthians 12 and 8 says, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." The knowledge we have is to teach men the truth so they may come unto repentance. So back up to Daniel again, chapter 1, verse 5. It said, "And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine, which he drank. So nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. In order for the eunuchs to do and be as the king wished, they were given the best of what the king had for 3 years." 3 years. 3 years. I want you to understand what God has done, what God does for us does not come overnight. We cannot get the attitude, "I want it now." Wait. Wait patiently on the Lord. We must study to show ourselves approved unto God. We too must search the scriptures daily. Now watch this. In 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, it plainly says, "Examine who?" We are so quick to examine somebody else. But it says, "Examine yourselves." Why? "Whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." When you fall or trip, what do? You pick yourself up. And after you pick yourself up, you examine yourself. Did I hurt? Especially the areas that you know are vulnerable, especially the areas that you know need to be checked out. I know the first thing I do if I fall, I'm checking my knees. I got to see. But the thing is, I need to examine myself. So what do we need to do? Check yourself out. We all have tripped. Some of us have failed. Pick yourself up and examine yourself to see just where you are. You know, if you got to ask somebody where you at, then you already know where you are. Amen, lights. You already know. Where am I? You know where you at. But we need to examine ourselves. And when we recognize where we at, then we can ask for help. Am I right by saying a person who has an addiction or a problem has to first admit they have a problem? Because if they don't admit it, regardless of what you say, they're not going to receive it. But examine yourselves to see where you are at. Now look at verse 6 of Daniel 1. "Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel and the three Hebrew boys were not eunuchs, but they were chosen by God." Somewhere in all this, we need to understand who we are. In all the crowds, all the protests for rights and civil rights, we are not chosen by men, for men, or of men. We are the chosen of God to do his will. We must begin to come out from among them and be ye separated. We cannot stand for a good cause that is mixed with a bad cause. I'm going to say that again. We cannot stand for a good cause that is mixed with a bad cause. I recall when I was working at Ford's, and one of the things they had going on was civil rights. And the civil rights that was established there with the union was so you could represent those that were being discriminated against. And back in my time, there was a lot of discrimination. Discriminating and not giving them the proper job because of who they were. Whether it was, I'm not going to give you the job because you're a female. I'm not going to give you the job because you're black. I'm not going to give you the job because of other things. And so in representing, I had to represent them all. But as time went, things changed. And they began to add and mix the civil rights with those that were of a different sexual orientation. Now, I'm done. I cannot represent something that I do not agree with biblically. Amen. If you are a male and they're discriminating against you because you're a male, I can work with that. But if you are a male and you're trying to be a female, it's against the Bible. Amen. Therefore, I had to step down in that position. So see, there's a lot of things out there that the world wants you to represent and stand and walk with that is mixed with something that's not right. Amen. Therefore, we need to back up and allow God to do what he is going to do. Because he knows how to do it right. He knows how to make it clean without a mix. Amen. Verse 7 says, unto the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. That's a stand. I've been chosen, but I'm not going to follow your rules. Daniel purposed in his heart he would not defile himself. When it comes to serving God, when it comes to doing what is right, do we compromise? Come on, somebody. Do we purpose in our heart only to do right? Paul said, I'm persuaded. Who has persuaded us today? Who has our ears? When we purpose something in our heart, nothing or no one should sway us from it. When your mind is set or fixed, nothing else matters. How many know? If I want a steak, chicken ain't gonna cut it. Huh? If I want a lemon pie, peanut butter cookies ain't gonna do it.
I remember I had a taste for chocolate chip cookies. And somebody had nerve to cook oatmeal. The last time my taste buds remember, chocolate chip don't taste like. We must keep our mind fixed on Christ. And he will keep us in perfect peace.
If it is not purpose in our heart, it is what you would call surface purpose. Surface purpose don't last long. It blows with the wind. But Daniel purposed in his heart. The word defile means to make filthy or dirty. Don't make what you think filthy or dirty. Just like Daniel did, not want the natural body to be defiled with the king's food, we should not want our bodies to be tainted with the words that things of the world. Verse 9 says, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. When we purpose to do what is right, when it's from our heart, when we are sincere, God will provide us favor to do what needs to be done. Do you believe that? Even though we are in God's kingdom, and even though we are in the world, but not of the world, we must purpose in our hearts not to defile this body by what the world offers. Some of us have already seen the favor of God working. Whether it was on our jobs, in schools, or finding the favor with people. Verse 10 says, and the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who had appointed your meat and your drink. I didn't appoint it, he did. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall he make me in danger my head to the king. Man, you know, man, you don't know the kings. You don't know the king like I do. He'll take my head. Here I am in position responsible. I'm giving them meat and giving you pulse. And you stand before him weak like Pee Wee Herman. What do you think he gonna do to me? But then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days. Let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. That don't sound like no strong meal, do it? I mean, over what the king gonna offer, and all they want is pulse to eat and water to drink. No Coca-Cola, no Pepsi, no steak, not even a smidgen of a lemon pie. Huh? That's trusting God. But in the defense, back in that day, there was no lemon pie. However, it says, then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. See, Daniel said, all I'm asking for is 10 days. You go feed for 3 years, but all I'm asking for is 10 days. Point of spiritual understanding, saints. Getting full off rich food will never make you smart. You can pig out on the best food there is to eat, but you ain't gonna be no smarter after you finish pigging out. You may have experience that now there's something wrong with your system because you ate more than what you should have. What are we giving God today? Let's be real this morning, okay? What are we giving God today? When you were singing today the songs of God, how difficult was it to keep your mind on the words of the song? Amen, lights. When the prayers was going forth, did your mind drift? Selah. Those online, are you with us or are you doing something else? Amen, carpet. Can we give him just 10 minutes of undefiled worship? Here's what Jesus asked his disciples when he found them asleep. And he said unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? I believe if we faithfully gave God the time, if we trusted God as much as he trusted us, we would find ourselves fat in his knowledge and understanding. Do you remember what the scripture said? I'm confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in me shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Verse 15 said, and at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. You just can't comprehend that, can you? Huh? Somebody eating pork chops and greens and macaroni and cheese and all the trimmings and they're just filling up, and then these four people sitting here eating pulse and water, and their flesh is better than. Oh, I just that's just hard. But see, you cannot compete or compare with God. Amen. Amen. Did you hear me? What seems to be impossible with man, God is making possible. Huh? There are some folks here today that really by man they shouldn't be here. But God said, not so. You forget that I am the creator. I am the provider. And that very, very bread that was talked about this morning is the very bread that's keeping your life. That's the very bread that's going to take you from this place to the next. The very bread and wine that you are drinking from my body that was broken for you. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. That's what I need. Thank you, Lord. If we allow God the time, we will begin to see God in a new way. Amen. If we would change our eating habits, if we would consume more of God's word, and when I say change our eating habits, I'm talking about television, cell phones, and iPads. Just think what you would be doing in Christ. Just think how much closer you would be to God and in God. How many wants to be close to God? Amen. See, that's the thing. But if we want to be close to him, we're going to have to give something up. And the question is, do I really want to give up the steaks and eat bread? Do I want to shut down the Coca-Cola and drink water?
Yeah, we're going too far over there. But you know what? That's what we do too. When somebody really points out what we need to do from the peanut gallery, huh? Then we say, nah, you stay out of it. It's between me and God. He told me to examine myself. I don't need your examination. But that's why he sent those around us to help us do some examination.
Verse 16 says, thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. How many of y'all have dreams? Huh? I'm going to tell you, I dream every night. It don't be biblical in many cases, but I dream. Amen. But here's the thing that you know. How many of y'all have visions? The visions. God will share with you what it is that's going to be and needs to be done. While they were getting their bellies full, Daniel was getting their spirits full. Amen. How many are still asking God, what is it he wants you to do? Anybody, Lord, what you want me to do? Well, take away some of the things your flesh craves and give yourself to the things the Lord desires. And I believe he will even minister to you what he wants you to do or what he's going to do before 10 days. I believe that. Verse 18 says, now at the end of these days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Saints, we already have a great advantage over the world and what they know about God. Let's close with what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, 6 through 10. And I'm going to tell you that verse 9 of this scripture is quite misquoted many times of what God means. They read it and don't continue. But in verse 6, Paul says this, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Again, rich food does not make you smart. Amen. And all the reading in the world will not give you the understanding of God. Verse 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord our God. You hear that? If they would have known who Jesus is, they would not have killed him. And the world does not know who he is today. They still crucifying him afresh daily. Verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. It is so misquoted. People say this scripture, I have not seen it, ears have not heard what God has in store, but they leave out, first of all, for those that love him, and they leave out, which is most important, verse 10, because it says, but God has revealed them unto who? Us. Those things that have not been seen and heard, God has revealed them unto us. How? By his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. What they don't know about God has been revealed to us by God. There is no secret in what God can do. When you stand God's people up against any, we are more than conquerors. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God can deliver David and Goliath from Goliath, if God can answer the prayer of Samson, if God can free Daniel from the lion's den, if God can remove the Hebrew boys from the fiery furnace, how can he keep us delivered from all wickedness of this world? My time is up, and I thank you for yours. Amen.